Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es wach im Perigud Beis, Mishnah Vav. Hayes Seivlen Eisam Bimoitais. The Parman Asrafim that didn't become possible, that had to be carried out of the Machna, outside of Yerushalayim. And of course, that was after they applied the blood on the inside Mizbeach, they offered the Emrim on the outside Mizbeach. The rest of the carbon was carried out of Yerushalayim Bimoitais on poles. The word Seivlen means, you know, you have to carry it. What's savlanus? Patience. What does patience mean? You're not particularly happy about a situation. Carry it a little bit. Work with it. Don't worry. So hoya savlanus and b'maitais, they would carry it out on poles. Yatsu harashoinim chutz l'chaymas wazara. If the ones carrying the behemoth in front, only the ones in front left the azara, v'achroinim lo yatsu, those in the back didn't leave yet. Harashoinim etamim begadim. At this point, the ones in front, they become tami, their garments become tummy, the garments that they're wearing. But v'achroinim, enim etamim begadim ad sheyitzei. What's interesting is that the ones in back, they don't make their garments tummy until they themselves leave the courtyard. Yatsu elu ve'elu, with those in front and those in back, left the azara, then elu ve'elu metamim begadim, then both those in front and those in back are metamim the begadim that they're wearing. Reb Shimon says, elu ve'elu, not the ones in front, not the ones in back. Neither of them. Ametame der begadim. Elu velu einan metame begadim ad sheyitzas ar beruvan. Until the fire catches on to the majority of the behemoth that's being burned. Nitach habaser, once the meat becomes like charred, ein asayif metame begadim. Then the one who burns it further from this point and on, his begadim won't become tame. But up until that point, anyone that helps along during the sreifa, their begadim become tame. That's learned from the pasuk of Asoidafai Semichabis Begadav, so Bashas Sreifa. Their begadim become tame. Those that help along after the Sreifa, once it starts becoming ashes, are not Metama the begadim, and the stress is from the word Oisam, Asoidaf Oisam Yechabis Begadav, but not the ones that are helping afterwards. Furthermore, says the Batanur, the Param and Asrafim and Sidim and Asrafim themselves are not Metama any person or begadim that touched them. Stam is if a person goes over and touches it, he doesn't become tummy. His begotten don't become tummy. It's dafka, those that are Isaac in the Sreifa. That's the Gzeris HaKasiv. Just that the Machlaikis in our mission is from which point? According to the Rabbanan, it's when the people carrying the poles leave the Azara. According to the Shimon, it's only from the time that it's Yitzah Sa'ar Beruban. That means that the fire catches on to most of the dead behem over here that's being burnt. Suppose I asked you, so how many places are there for the burning of kachem? So the right answer is as follows. There is a place in the Azara. That's where they burn the Psuli HaMikdashim. That means Karbanis that became Pasol, Amrim of Kadashay Kalim that became Pasol, and the Parim and the Seirim of the Chatas HaNesrafis of the inside Chatas that became Pasol. Then there was a place on the Harabayis that's called Bira. The Beis Habir. That's where they burnt the inside chatas, where a psul took place after they came out of the Azara. Then there was a place outside of Yerushalayim called the Beis Hadesh, and that's where they burnt the Chatos and the Srafos when everything went okay and the carbon was processed properly. We learned that in regard to all the Chatos that have to be burnt, if it turned out to be a kosher carbon and it's being burnt properly outside, whoever burns it is tummy and its metame is begadim. And burning it means the person who's helping along with the burning. Turning over the meat, throwing in wood, you know, shoveling the fire, shoveling the coals. The person who starts the fire or the person who organizes the wood, as well as those that are dealing with the carbon after it became ashes, these are tahar. And again, we learned those that are carrying the chatas and the service to the Beis Hadesh to be burnt, they are tummy, they're metame, they're begadim, which means they have to tivel themselves and wait for the sun to set. When does that tumah set in? When they leave the azara. Before they leave the Azara, they are not Tamei. Even if you have four people carrying it on poles, and the first two are outside of the Azara and the other two are still inside, the ones that are outside are Tamei, the ones that are inside are Tahar. That's the sheet of the Tanakam. Rav Shimon says, no. Elu ve'elu eina metame begadim until the fire takes over most of the carbon.